Hi, judges. Today is the 15th of March, 1970. And, I had a letter from you today, and I had a letter from Jean Smith, or what's her new name, McCarthy. So I thought I was pretty lucky. Today is Sunday, and we don't usually work on Sunday. However, we had another opening of a new service club. This one wasn't a brand new opening. It was for this building, but there was a club at Zion, and it was a small club. And recently they had, we received a new building, NCO Club. Real large building, beautiful thing. And so the opening of the new building was today, and we drove over from Longbin. There are only a couple of places we can drive to, you know, by road, and this is one of them. It's only about a 20-minute ride, and so we went in the van. In fact, we had two vans that went. Hank Welsh from Crafts took his van, and we had a large crowd, a lot of the girls. It's always nice when the girls can come from other areas, because you don't usually see more than, well, two or three round eyes on a post. And just seeing the women there, you know, the females, it attracts many of the men. And this was a very formal affair. We had General Henyon. And I spoke to him for just a moment today, and he was Colonel Henyon when I knew him in Korea. He took over the 3rd Brigade when I left RC3 in Korea. So, and they had the band out there. The Big Red One, which is the 1st Division, is going home shortly. And they were the ones who gave us the club, and they've done many good things for special services. The colonel who was in charge of them, Colonel Conant, is a real fine person, and in fact, he's going down into the Delta very soon. He is not going home. He's going to SEDEC, and we talked for a minute. He's very upset, you know, that I didn't have quarters in the Delta, and he said, "Ann, if I have to, I'll build you quarters." Well, this is fine. I don't know whether I'm going to have to move back down there or not. Jane is talking about it. In fact, this week she has somewhat planned to make a trip to the Delta to see about permanent quarters. However, now she is saying, well, we'll have to get permanent quarters in case we send someone down there, or we'll have to see who goes down there. So maybe she's having a change of heart. I'm not sure. She wants to have, you know, quarters for the area director of the Delta, and she also wants to get permanent quarters up in Da Nang, which is pretty far north. But here's the situation. It gets really, I don't know whether I'm coming or going, Duchess. If I have to move again, everything, I'll really blow my top. I only have the 4 clubs in the Delta. One of them really isn't in 4th Corps, which is Vung Tau. It's really in 3rd Corps. And Vung Tau is going to close. We're pulling out of there. And it will be closed by May the 1st, I think. In addition to that, Sok Trang, which is pretty far south, is going to close probably by June or July. So that means that 2 of the 4 clubs that I would have will be closing within the next few months. So, and besides that, even when I'm down in the Delta, I spend so much time up here at headquarters, because there's always a project, there's always something, particularly supplies. Nobody else up here will learn the supply system. So I'm always needed to work on projects here. It seems almost a little fruitless at this time to establish quarters down there, although I do think Cantor will will be around for a long time. I mean, I don't think they'll withdraw the troops from Canto, and I don't know about Vin Long yet. So, actually, that's still hanging in the balance. It really gets crazy when you think about it, because here we go, making this big fuss, you know, about quarters and all this stuff, when I will have to be in the area quite a bit between now and June, particularly these clubs are closing. But then after that, I don't know. I don't think it would be advisable to have someone in Canto when there's only Canto and Vin Long, you know, and then everything else is north. I don't know. We'll see. I know it's been a while since I taped you. Let's see. What has happened? We're very busy. Very busy and very, very little free time. But that's not new. I mean, this has been the whole story since I'm in Vietnam. And I want you to know that in 3 days, 4 days, I will have a year in country. 1 whole year. Remember last year I left on the 17th. Well, today is Sunday, and day after tomorrow, Tuesday, will be March the 17th. We were going to have a little foursome dinner over here in my billets. Don't worry, I wasn't cooking, but the two Bills, the two colonels that are my very good friends, were going to have dinner for Betty and I. Candlelight, wine, the whole bit. However, some general is coming in tomorrow. This is an IG inspection team from DA, Department of the Army, Washington, D.C. And as you know, Bill Hawk, who is my friend, and he is the IG here for USAVI. He's a very senior colonel. He's been a full colonel about, I don't know, about 8 years or 6 years or something like that. Anyway, these are very important people coming over to inspect the Army of Vietnam. Excuse me. So he will be tied up most of the week. And so I don't think we can have our dinner on St. Paddy's Day. However, we will have it. Let's see, Betty goes to Hong Kong on the 19th. And she probably won't be back till the following Friday or Saturday. So maybe the 27th or 28th we'll celebrate St. Paddy's Day. Then, Major Avery, who is our special services officer here, he, I believe, extended an invitation to us to have St. Paddy's Day celebration at his area. I think they, he lives over in the BOQ, and I think they have a cookout every twice a month or something, twice a week, I think. So, I don't know, perhaps we'll attend that. There are many, many invitations to go out, and there's no place to go, Duchess. There are 3 places on post you can go to eat besides a mess hall. One is the USAVI Officers Club. One is Loon Foon's restaurant. That's the Chinese food. And the other one is 2 Field Forces Officers Club. I mean, they're officers clubs, you know, but it's a little different than the mess hall. Not an awful lot, but a little different. Anyway, every time you have a date, you know, somebody asks you for a date, you have to go to one of those 3 places. There's one more place, the Log Cabin. It's kind of a rowdy place. But I do think you can get food in there. So that's it. And it's crazy because, you know, I just soon go to the mess hall and come back to the hooch. I've been seeing an awful lot of Bill Hawk. In fact, we're getting quite involved, really. I'm learning new things all the time, Duchess. But I have a lot of fun right where I'm at because these are two colonels, 4 colonels. And as I say, Bill is the IG of USAVI. He's the top IG. And then his deputy, his XO, is Bill Van Atten. They're both Bills, so it gets confusing. Sometimes I call Van Atten, I just call him Van. And he's a huge man. Oh, he's massive, you know. But he's so funny, Duchess, and he's so light on his feet. He really is a fabulous dancer. And so it's really nice because many times I come home and they'll come over, knock on the door and say, come on in, we're going to have a drink. And it's just the 3 of us many times, you know. And Last night was kind of cute. Bill had asked me over for the evening. He has a TV, and we sit and watch TV and all this stuff. But we also asked Van Etten to come over, and he did. This was about 7. And then we made these big plans, and the three of us walked down to the mess hall. Made believe we were going to a big restaurant, and we had dinner, you know, and then we came back, and then we went into Bill's room and had a couple of drinks, and we sang, and we cut up, and this Van Etten is so funny. He really, like, he gets up and he dances all by himself, you know, and he's a big man, or he'll jump up, you know, with his feet up in the air and touch his toes. He really, he's something. And they're not young men. I mean, you know, they're not that old, but I'm sure they're in there around, must be late 40s. I don't know, maybe more, maybe not quite. Anyway, the point is that they're very good company, excellent company. And I'm sure that 3 or 4 nights a week we're drinking in somebody's room. They don't drink drinking in my room, which which is just fine. I'm always in their room. And Van Etten got, we're fixing up our rooms, you know. We've been fixing up our rooms the past 2 weeks. Mine has very little in it. I don't spend much time in my room for one reason or another. But Van had purchased a new, everybody buys from Sears and Roebuck, really. Everything Sears and Roebuck has, they send for it. And he got a bedspread and some curtains, and he got a little flower box. I think it's made out of paper, to put over his bed. And then I gave him some perfume. He poured half the bottle of it on the flowers so they would smell nice. Oh, he's funny. He really is. Yesterday I was going down to this little concession to get a couple of skirts hemmed. I've been meaning to go for months. And again, never any time. And so Van Etten says, oh, well, will you take my bathrobe and get a button put on? So I took his robe. He's funny. And he's excellent company. And he's kind of lonely, so Bill and I, you know, try to include him if we're doing anything, even if it's just having a few drinks. And we'll